Joanne Brokaw was lost in the coronavirus gloom, depressed. A friend suggested she stop winging. That's an English term for whining and hand-wringing over things that can't be controlled. And out of that admonition came Brokaw's new project, The Exquisite Quarantine Poem.
With labored effort but growing strength, I steel to flex my curious appendages. Slow, stiff I rise past life, loves, and sins, now long gone vestiges.
The concept is an old parlor game called The Exquisite Corpse, created in the early 1900s by surrealist artists. One artist would make a drawing and fold the paper so only the edge of the drawing would show, and the next artist continued the drawing. For the Exquisite Quarantine Poem version, each poet sees only the last line of what the previous poet has written, and chooses that as a prompt to create his or her own verse.
I laughed out loud with the sudden knowing. We all have a heart. Do I tell them?
By the way, these are not licensed poets, just regular folks. Brokaw lives in East Rochester. She's a writer and improvisational comic, and she's a cultural enabler. When the coronavirus pandemic hit, her creativity workshops moved online. The Exquisite Quarantine Poem is something to do during the quarantine, Brokaw says. It's not about the quarantine, but the poets cannot help themselves.
What will there be for us to come back to? What awaits us on the other side of our walls? Will the divisive ones remain strong in their ways to crumble down the peaceful bridges once and for all?
You can find the poems or join the poets by going to Brokaw's blog. It's called Notes from the Funny Farm. And here's yet another communal poem. It's called Blind.
It's myth to think that we would do no harm. The scared people hoard the vital toilet paper. When will our collective nightmare be over?
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.